Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. One of the saddest and scariest realities is found in Acts chapter 1, verse 25. It says this, Judas turned aside to go to his own place. It means that he went to the place of his own choosing. He turned away from Jesus. There he was. He had heard Jesus predict his own death. He had heard him say that no one manhandled his life from him, but that he, Jesus, voluntarily, sacrificially laid it down and would take it back up again. Judas heard Jesus say, I have come that you may have life, life to the full, eternal life, abundant life. But Judas turned away. Instead of heeding the Lord's words, he followed his own sinful heart, and he went to the place of his own choosing. He went to an eternal hell. He's not a special case. All of those who do not turn to Jesus, who reject Jesus, they go to the place of their own choosing. They choose hell. But there's another option that's held out before you, and that is to come to Christ. To come to Christ today, to receive Jesus today, confident in His work. God sent Jesus to the earth to live the life that you could not live. And Jesus died the death that you deserve. And he suffered the wrath of God that is justifiably yours. And then, while being dead, Jesus burst through death with new life, conquering sin and Satan and death. And he declares that all those who come to him find resurrection life, eternal life, saved from the wrath of God so that they can enjoy the love of God. So you don't come to Christ confident in what you have to offer. You have nothing to offer. Anything you offer is sinful. But you come to the Father, repenting of your sin and confident in the work of Jesus, that He has done all that needs to be done to overcome your sin. You will be forgiven and given new life. And you can move with confidence in that new life. In the move to replace Judas, this upper room group put forward two men who fit the qualifications of an apostle. And then they prayed and cast lots, and the Lord chose for them Matthias. Did you know that we never hear another word about Matthias? I think many times we believe that when we put our yes on the table with the Lord, His place on the map for us is going to include spotlights and big ministries. But it may include the backside of the desert, watching sheep. It may include Pharaoh's pit. It may include a fiery furnace or a lion's den. It may include going before a king like Esther did and saying, if I perish, I perish. Much of the time, today, it includes being faithful, reaping and sowing in a Sunday school class or in a children's ministry. And if that's where and how God wants to make His glory known through you, isn't He worth it? Can I get you to do something? Chances are your pastor that serves you faithfully is not going to be the next John MacArthur or Chuck Swindoll. He probably will not have a national platform or even a state platform. But every Sunday, he stands behind the pulpit preaching God's word to you and for you. And we pray that through that type of faithfulness, God's global purposes will be accomplished in your church. So the next time you see him, shake his hand and tell him that you are thankful for his faithfulness to the word and that you are praying for him. You know who else you can pray for today? John and Alicia Herring and their children, Dalton and Macy. John is the church planter for Refuge Church in Nixa, Missouri. Pray also for the Fanta broadcast in the Target area of Ghana.